This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Yolanda Rabin is a master of performance. She's an actor, a vocalist, even uses performance in her job as corporate legal counsel for IBM. Safe to say, she is used to the spotlight. And when you always play a role, it can be tough to stay true to your genuine self. Maybe that's why Yolanda Rabin titled her new CD, So Real. So Real is a jazz album that explores the ups and downs of love and relationships. She didn't know it at the time, but recording that project was good preparation for Yolanda's next big role. In September, she will play legendary singer and civil rights activist Nina Simone, a woman who experienced fame, glory, tragedy, and toward romance throughout her life. And I'm pleased to welcome Yolanda Rabin back to our show today. Great to see you again.
Hi, great to see you too, Frank.
And you brought with you a fabulous band, accompanied today by Chris Evans on keyboard, Chris Thompson on bass, drummer Thurman Woods, James Perry on the guitar, Felicia Wright, background vocals. Welcome to all of you. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
So you have been entertaining audiences since you were a child, and you were at a performing arts school in Atlanta.
That's right.
Where I'm sure you ran into Lindsay Foster Thomas all the time.
I'm sure I
and got some formal training there. What did you want to do at first?
At first, I wanted to do everything, actually. I trained in classical music, and then I did a little bit of musical theater, did dance, was in the theater department. And then I just decided, and actually also at the same time, I was a scholar. So I was on in the Beta Club and the honors roll and all those kinds of things. And I was actually taught that I could do any and everything I put my mind to.
Obviously, you had some inkling, or somebody in your family did. That's how you got to that school.
That's
anything,
right.
What happened in the school or did it to kind of transform you or crystallize your thought on the arts?
You know, at the end of the day, I went to a school, and it was Northside School of the Performing Arts, where, if you remember the TV show Fame, you were encouraged to do well in your art form as well as in your academics. And so, as I said before, I was given the option to, you know, be on a world stage because I traveled around the world during that time when I was in the School of the Arts, but also to be the president of my class and to go around and do speeches and things of the sort. So I never had to make a choice. And that's probably why today, you know, years later, I'm still doing my law work as well as my music. It was one of those things where I was trained to be the person that I am.
You even had the chance to sing for a president, albeit Ronald Reagan.
Yes, it was an incredible experience. I remember the day they came and asked me to do it. And then they told me Isaac Hayes was going to be, you know, arranging the music and to get ready. I was going to his studio and all of that happened in the...
Isaac Hayes arranged the song for you?
Yes, he
this
did.
Is, wow. Yeah. And you work with him directly?
I actually work with him. He, you know, taught me... I sang God Bless America, and it's a song that everyone knows, but he taught me what that song meant, you know what I mean? And word for word, chord for chord, and he pushed me. And when I walked out, he said to me, "You want to be a singer or a lawyer?" And I said, "I want to be a lawyer." And he said, "No, you're going to be a singing lawyer."
And you are.
And
will you sing for us now?
I certainly will.
Good.
When you love someone, but you're not in love anymore, do you pray that things will turn around? Do you walk on out that door? When you need someone, but now you need a little less, is it possible to settle down? Or is it harder to confess that you were not meant for this life? You were not programmed to stay home the long haul, the good one. I sat at your table, I slept in your bed, I tried on their label, it went to my head. Once willing and able, then somehow instead, the good one. Ooh. but they're no longer your concern. Do you deny responsibility when they have nowhere else to turn? When you believe in someone, but your faith has run its course, are you the friend that smiles and walks away, or the lover with remorse? 'Cause you were not meant for this life. Once willing and able, then somehow instead, good one. I sat at your table, I slept in your bed, I tried on the label, it went to my head.
The Good Wife, Yolanda Rabin, from her latest CD, So Real.
Yes.
Beautiful song.
Thank you.
So you are a singer. Isaac Hayes was right. And yet you went on and became a lawyer anyway.
Yes.
And you do it all. Is there a kind of performance that you have to bring? I mean, is there other synergies there?
You know, I think that the law is very clear, right? It's cut and dry. And one of the things that I have as a challenge is communicating that cut and dry information with people who probably don't want to hear it, but need to know it. And so with music, and especially jazz, there's a lot of improvisation, things that you react to, that you do, you know, as the moment presents itself. And with my developers and even executives that I'm working with in the company, I actually try and find out what it is that they want to do, right? And what is it that we need to accomplish? And with that black and white information, I improvise. And I'm creative, but more, and just so importantly, I'm ethical in doing that,
yeah.
Right? And so it's a balance. But again, the beautiful thing about music is it gives you that freedom, that fluidity to kind of react on the moment or in the moment and act with a little bit of common sense. Because, you know, when you're doing jazz, you can't play in five different keys and think that's okay, right?
So yeah, because they would not appreciate that.
No, not. Yeah, they're shaking their heads
well,
now.
You know, it's a little bit like what Isaac Hayes said, or how he conveyed to you what you're doing. Communicating.
Yes.
That's the key. So I got to understand what this song is.
Yes.
And then I got to put it across.
Yes.
And that's what you're doing in law and in music and hopefully in everything we do.
That is exactly right.
And there's a concept, isn't there, behind So Real, the album itself?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
The whole purpose of the song So Real was a love song that was written for my husband. And I was trying to find music that I liked, which included jazz, but something that could say just the basics of how real and simple love can be. It doesn't have to be extravagant. It doesn't have to be, you know, lavish or with a lot of money. It could just be, you know, you make me smile. You mold me, you shape me, you make me just feel good about who I am. And in the process of doing the album, that was the first song that was chosen, which is, of course, why the album is called So Real. And so every song after that, that we were choosing or writing for the project had to have some realism to it. It had to relate to a person or a story that could be told, because, you know, just like, you know, in jazz, the whole idea of it, I think, is that you're taking a basic story and you're communicating it with a vocal, with a guitar, a piano, whatever. And so that was my goal. So even the song we just sang, The Good Wife, you know, a situation I have not personally gone through, but I knew people who did. And I listened to them. And when I recorded it, I thought about them. And when I sing it, I think about those kinds of people and things. And I've had so many people come to me afterwards and say, that was my song. Mm. And so that means it worked and this is real. So I like it.
You do another one for us now?
Absolutely.
Just believe. Just believe. Once in a lifetime, love comes along like a fairy tale. Your hearts take flight, your dreams are real life, all is going well. Some people say that the course of true love never did run smooth. When times get hard and rough, you know there's something you've gotta do. Just believe in love. Love will always find a way. Yes, it does. You've got to believe in love. Have faith. Love endures all. For love's sake, well, if love can be strong as death, you can't look over your mistakes. Two souls made all by love, there's no impossibility. Oh, love can cure heartbreak, misfortune, even tragedy. Just believe. Yeah. Just believe. Ooh, WUNC. 91.5. Yeah. Believe. With Frank and the State of Things. Gotta believe. Just believe in love. Love will always find a way. Yes, it does. You've got to believe in love. Have faith. Love endures all things. Oh, just believe in love. Love will always find a way. Oh, just believe.
Yolanda Raybon, along with Chris Evans, Chris Thompson, Felicia Wright, James Perry, Thurman Woods. They're going to be at the BU Cafe in Durham on September 28th. You know, thanks for the plug, by the way.
Absolutely.
And I worked with a guy a long time ago who said he actually got into radio because it's the only business in the world where they sing your name.
Ah, yes.
And no one has sung it more beautifully than you. Thank you. You are going to play Nina Simone.
Yes, amazing. Absolutely amazing. I know. I'm extremely excited about it. I've gone through the script. And spoken with the director and as well as the playwright and
Howard Kraft.
Yes, Howard is amazing.
Yeah.
And Kathy is going to be doing the direction from Chapel Hill. And I can just tell you that I can't wait it's going to be, it's, she is amazing.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
But you got to play Nina Simone.
I got to play Nina Simone.
I'm trying to scare you.
Yeah, yeah. And trust me, I'm actually in study right now. I am
If
in
anybody
study.
Can do it, you can.
Well,
I'm
going
to leave you,
you
some time to play us out. So I want to remind everybody that Yolanda Rabin's latest CD is called So Real. She performs at the BU Cafe in Durham on September 28th. Find out more at yolandarabin.com. Rabin is R-A-B-U-N.
Yes.
And that is it. I'm going to let you play us out and thank you for being here. But first, I have to say that this is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia once again. Yolanda Rabin.
Thank you, Frank.
Oh, mistress mine, where art thou roaming? Oh, stay in here, your true love's coming. That can swing both high and low. Trip no further, pretty sweeting. Journey ends in lovers meeting. Every wise man's son doth know what is love, 'tis not hereafter. Present birth has present laughter. What's to come is still unsure. In delay there lies no plenty. Kiss me sweet and plenty. Youth of stuff will not endure.